Now, Jesus Christ is God's uniquely born son in that Mary did not know a man sexually, but she was pregnant of the Holy Ghost. Stay with me now. Jesus could not have an earthly father because an earthly father would have given him a sin nature. And if Jesus had had a sin nature, he wouldn't be worthy to die for my sin. So he's uniquely born in that his mother was a virgin with child. And his being the uniquely born, only begotten Son of God makes him eminently qualified to be my Redeemer. Cherubim couldn't do it. Seraphim couldn't do it. Abraham couldn't do it because he lied and said Sarah was his sister. Noah couldn't do it because he got drunk on the eve of weak instruction. David couldn't do it because he took another man's wife to bed and lied about the adultery. Moses couldn't do it because he got tired of God's people. Jacob couldn't do it because he tricked his brother out of his blessing. There had to be a sinless substitute, and the only one qualified was Jesus. Now, some of y'all look like you're ashamed to call that name. But there's salvation in that name. There's power in that name. There's joy and peace in that name. There's hope and wholeness in that name. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved except the name Jesus. I feel like calling it a minute. Jesus early in the morning. Jesus over in the evening. Jesus late in the midnight hour. There's power in that name. Jesus is on the main line. If you need salvation, tell him what you want. Jesus, the righteous Son of God. Jesus, Adam's Redeemer. Abel's Vindicator. Abraham's Sacrifice. Noah's Ark. Moses' bush on fire, Joshua's battle axe, Gideon's fleece, Samson's power, David's music, Solomon's wisdom, Jeremiah's balm in Gilead, Jesus, Mary's baby boy, Matthew's king, Mark's suffering servant, Luke's great physician, John's word made flesh, Jesus, distinctive in supernatural capacity, supernative in sovereign majesty, exclusive in spiritual beauty. There's power in the name Jesus. Some of you act like you're still ashamed to call it. That's because you haven't been in trouble yet. Some of you act like you don't know him. That's because you ain't been broke enough yet. Some of you act like you're embarrassed to call him because you ain't been sick enough yet. But there is a name. There is a name. There's a name that's above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Every tongue confess. His love is glory.